Welcome to Learning Through the Seasons from GrandparentsTeach2.org, helping parents and grandparents prepare young children for success in school and a lifetime love of learning. How can we express and receive love so children will understand and be reassured that they are loved? In the five love languages of children, Drs. Gary Chapman and Ross Campbell emphasize the importance of many forms of hugs. Although each child is a distinct individual, children respond to five primary love languages: affirmation, quality time, receiving many kinds of gifts including smiles and verbal, acts of service, and physical touch. We can express our love in other ways, but there is one primary language an individual understands best. Babies who are held and kissed often develop a healthier emotional life. Physical touch is one of love's strongest languages, dating back to recorded history across cultures. It shouts, "I love you." The doctors say a baby deserves loving and gentle touches. They can tell the difference between gentle, harsh, or irritating touches and voices. Gentle touches are important to look for in a child daycare. As children become toddlers, preschoolers, and school age, wrestling on the floor, riding piggyback, playful loving touches, bear hugs, fist bumps are all loving touches for boys and girls. Boys receive fewer than girls. Not good, according to the doctors. Both need to understand they are loved to meet life's challenges. This has been a production of Public Radio 90 and GrandparentsTeach2.blogspot.com. I'm Iris Caters.